Hey everyone, so today we're going to be talking about basically having a turning point. And this turning point typically comes when after a moment of reflection or having gone through some kind of hardship, it changes you. It makes you realize that in order for things to change in your life, you have to change things internally, mentally, physically, pretty much change yourself. You have to improve yourself before things around you can improve. So Robert Greene in the book Mastery, he tells us a little bit more about these different stories. And I really like the story of this guy that was a boxer. And because I read this one part in the book, it made me want to look for someone that could teach me boxing. And so I started doing some boxing classes. But to get to the point of the story, he talks about how there was this guy and very, very quickly, Robert Greene talks about his whole life and condenses his whole life into a couple paragraphs and how this man started out as a boxer himself. He was hyped up a lot and he was told that he was going to win lots of championships. He was going to be extremely successful as a boxer. But then for whatever reason, he psyched himself out and he didn't win that big tournament or the big fight. And because of that, he lost all self-motivation. He just couldn't continue and he couldn't bring himself to putting on the gloves again. And so he stopped everything. He stopped boxing and it took him multiple years doing odd jobs here and there. He just wasn't getting back into the groove of things. He basically lost everything because boxing was all he knew. And it just got to the point where he needed a job. And so he went to get a job as a janitor at a boxing gym, and in cleaning and everything, he realized or he saw that there were just a couple of trainers and there were a lot of boxers, a lot of boxing students. And there were some people that just were not getting the techniques down and they were not understanding the proper technique on how to throw punches, the footwork, all these different things. And since he was an ex, I believe he was a pro boxer, an ex pro boxer, or he was just an extremely experienced professional amateur or whatever you want to call it. He was extremely experienced in boxing. He knew the techniques. He knew the footwork. He knew how to do all these different things. And so on his own time, without getting paid for it, he just started teaching these people these different techniques, because his technique and the way that he learned boxing was very, very different in the way that these other trainers at the boxing gym were teaching. And so when he taught these new students how to box in his style, he started realizing, and they started realizing, that these students started picking up their skills. Their skills started to improve a lot more with these new techniques than with the traditional trainer techniques. And so because of that, then this new guy, or this guy, the trainer, this the one that we've been talking about, he started gaining a reputation all around that gym and multiple gyms that he was teaching a new style of boxing. And people started coming to him to see if they could learn from him, so that he can coach them. Out of all that stuff, he then opened up his own boxing gym and started teaching new students. So we went from the beginning of his life all the way basically to the end of his life, where he started as a boxer, went through a time period in his life where he just had no idea what to do. He lost all motivation to continue, and he went from a boxer that was hyped up to be extremely successful, win lots of championships and make lots of money, to going down to rock bottom, where you don't know what to do in life. He ends up becoming a janitor at a boxing gym because he couldn't get a job anywhere else. But then that, it reignited the fire in him to get to that point in time where he opened up a boxing gym. So that was his turning point, the realization that he couldn't continue on. He had hit rock bottom. He needed a new opportunity. And that new opportunity just so happened to launch him into a whole different career. He never thought he was going to be a coach. He always thought he was going to be a boxer. But now he's extremely successful as a coach. The other story that Robert Greene talks about is how a woman, she pretty much had her parents for financial support all of her life. But it just got to a point where the parents just cut her off financially and stopped paying the tuition, and she moved out, and then she was struggling. Same thing. She had a turning point. It just came to, she just had to come to terms with the situation and realize that things were not going to change unless she changed herself, changed her environment, changed her friend groups, and changed her mindset when it comes to the current point in time. So I guess that's really everything that I wanted to just talk about in this quick episode, and how we need to be, I really like being, what's the term? I like thinking big. I like having big dreams. I like saying that I want to do big things. But at the same time, you always have to have a dash of realism. You have to realize where you currently stand, what current opportunities you have, what current resources you have. And if those aren't enough to reach those dreams that you have for yourself, then you have to find different resources elsewhere. And that's going to involve change, and that's going to involve discomfort. And we don't like that. I don't like that. But I know it has to be done in order for me to improve, for me to change, and hopefully get to that point, and get to that point in life that I know I want for myself. And I know I'm eventually going to get it. It's just a matter of time. It's just got to make things happen. So I just want to turn on the camera. Oh, not the camera, my phone, and record this little quick episode and see if anyone else feels the same way. So let me know. Reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram. There's going to be a link in the bio. So I'll talk to you guys later.